currently we have a system passing through which will bring some showers and storms through the area this morning. The same system can bring another round of potentially stronger to severe storms this afternoon. Our confidence in that is low right now, but if we do get some stronger storms, we can see some that produce hail and some gusty winds. The main show seems to be tomorrow afternoon and through the evening when we see a line of strong to severe storms move through our area. With that, all severe hazards are in play, with the Storm Prediction Center especially highlighting the tornado and damaging wind risk. So for those, we're generally looking at the time frame in the afternoon and evening hours. Still trying to hone in the exact time there, but that gives you a nice range. But also with that, we can expect some damaging hail with some storms, especially if we get some isolated storms out ahead of the main line of convection. So currently it is looking like we will see the continuation of the active pattern. Fortunately, it looks like Wednesday and Thursday will be our driest days of the week. There are some slight chances for some precipitation on Wednesday, but we are not expecting severe weather at this time. But Thursday looks to be mainly dry throughout the whole area. And then Friday and through the weekend, we see the chance for rain increase again. But it is too soon to say if it's going to be severe or anything, but the chance for rain and storms will be there again once again this weekend.
And then as far as the temperature pattern through the week, I know it looks like a warm-up, but Tuesday, but more seasonable temperatures kind of in play, it looks like, this week?
Yeah, tomorrow it will be quite toasty. We'll see some areas approaching near 90. Right now we have everyone forecast below there, but it will be quite a warm day. But after that system passes through tomorrow, we will see temperatures become more seasonal, looking at the mid-70s to upper 70s by the end of the week.